Now, I am joined in studio by Margaret Tobin. Margaret has a horrible story to tell us, but it's a story that needs to be told. We need your help on this. Margaret, how are you today?
I'm okay.
Tell us about Jonathan, Margaret.
On the 29th of July, he was found face down in the water in Statia. He was living there for 12 months. He was dragged out of the water. He was resuscitated on the beach by a paramedic, actually. They were 20 minutes there waiting for an ambulance. So they brought him to the local hospital where they didn't have the facilities. So they drove 2.5 hours down through the mountains, they'd no air ambulance, to Heraklion University Hospital, where he is still at this moment, 11 weeks later. He was in intensive care for 6 weeks. He is now in an ordinary ward. He has no brain activity. They reckon that he had a heart attack or a stroke. They're not too sure. He's after getting tons and tons of seizures, which is after doing so much damage to the brain. He has infection now after infection in his lungs. He has a urine tract infection. At this moment, he had a very bad weekend. We kind of need to get him home as soon as possible. They said first that he couldn't fly because of the infections, but now they said they can do no more over there for him, to just take him home. So we're waiting just to get him home.
This is any mother's worst nightmare. Mm. How did you hear initially?
We actually got a phone call. That happened on the Friday. We got a phone call at 8 o'clock the following morning because of the 2 hour time difference. So we just booked flights. The four of us went over. We had the two sons, my husband, myself. And we were there by midnight on the Sunday, so we went out straight to the hospital, obviously on the Monday morning, and were told this. But it was just to see him the way he is, and he's actually worse now, just the way to see him. He can open one eye, kind of blink one eye. He can move his mouth a bit, but he's still getting seizures. He's on loads of different antibiotics for these infections, and it's just horrible to see him.
It must be absolutely, as I say, any mother's worst nightmare. Tell us something about him. What age is he?
He's 41. He'll be 42, actually, this month, the 20th of this month. He was a great snooker player. He won the Munster Championships there, I think it was 2000, for you all. He's plaster, great plaster. You see by his hands, his huge hands. But he was great. He was very quiet, and he never did nothing to no one, you know. Great, he was always great. So just this thing happened.
Absolutely. And are you having to go over and back at the moment?
Yeah, we were actually over when it happened, first for 12 days. And we were just back, we were over for 10 days. And the weekend that he just had, we think we might have to go back over again, just see how he is. And every time there's different information coming through because he's bad and he's not very good at the moment. It's these infections that they're not going to go away, like he keeps getting. They said he could end up getting sepsis from, and that won't be good, like.
No, absolutely not. No, no. And now you want to get him home?
Yeah, we have to get him home, like, as soon
and
as possible.
And how are you going to manage that?
Well, my niece set up a GoFundMe page. The minimum, the air ambulance is 45,000. That's the minimum we have to price in around, which we have to do. No, we've got no help off no one. We have 17,600 and something, I think, at the moment, which is, we need more just to get him home as soon as possible. We need to hit the target to get him home.
That's on the GoFundMe page, and we'll give details of that, so we will in a while. Have we somewhere for him to come to, Margaret, when
Well,
he comes?
That's another thing as well. We have a TD working with us. He's 2 weeks now waiting for the boss man and the COH to get back to him, just to say that they have a bed. Do you know, they have to get a bed for him, like. No, there's not going to be much left in him, do you know, just, we need to get him up there.
Absolutely.
But it's a slow, he said it's the red tape, and it's a slow process. It's very slow.
Absolutely. You know? And can you, if you do get your 45,000, will you be able to get the air ambulance fairly quickly then?
Yeah, they can be. I can ring one in the morning, they'll be on standby. They just need 24-hour notice.
Right.
And they have to, they'll do from hospital to ambulance to the airport.
Right.
You know, and then we have to have an ambulance here in Cork then as well to bring him to the COH. We're hoping for the COH because it's nearer to home.
And if the COH, well, hopefully the COH will come through, are there other possibilities?
No, well, we're told by our TD to, he's going to fight for the COH.
Right, no. Right.
I mean, Dublin now would be a bit far, but if it happens, look, to be still in the country, you know what I mean? Is he so far away at the moment, like you've two flights to get, it's a whole day is nearly gone.
Absolutely.
By the time, you get there, like.
And in this situation of him being so ill, you want him nearby, able to go. Yeah. How are your two sons holding up?
They're okay. The middle fella now, he's very, very, he was attached to me, he worked in England with him for a year or whatever. And he's just back now, actually, himself and his partner. But the two of them are very bad, but just, they can't believe it. Like, we're still, wake up in the morning, think it's a dream. You know, you're thinking, did this really happen? Like, you know?
Absolutely. It's a dream you hope you wake up and sort of, it'll all be over, but it's not all. You have a lot to go through yet.
No. Yeah. And it's still not over, like, so we don't know.
But to get him home is the priority at the moment. I think any parent out there listening to this will understand that is the priority.
It's the main,
Get Jonathan, or Giles, as
Giles
he's called.
Is the nickname,
Giles, as he's called. Get him home to Cork, him where at least you can see him regularly.
Exactly, yeah, my parents can go up and see him because they're devastated.
They must
and my
be
family,
devastated.
Like, you know, they're all devastated, you know, just to be able to see him and just hold his hand and...
Absolutely. You know, will you have to go out there soon again, do you think?
We think so, because he had a bad weekend and we don't think there mightn't be much left in him, so we're just told to go if we can, do you know?
Yeah. How many times have you been over and
this,
back?
This will be our third time.
That's costly as well. I mean, that's a huge
terrible,
cost on you, you know?
Yeah. Scrimping and scraping to get a few bob to go over, like.
Absolutely. You know? So it's vital that people, and I know times are hard, and I know times are tough, and I know they're talking about fuel prices and that sort of stuff, but this is on a totally different plane. This is a tragedy falling on your family that really nobody would wish on anybody.
No, definitely not, like, no.
And if people can give whatever help they can give, absolutely give it. Do you have the number of the GoFundMe page?
You know, it's just, you just go into GoFundMe Ireland.
And just...
And you tap on the, you know, the search thing, and you just put in Jonathan Tobin, just put in his name and the picture will come up.
Now, if people don't use GoFundMe, is there any other way?
There actually, I forgot to bring in, I have a bank account as well, I forgot to bring in the number.
Which bank is it with?
So AIB.
In Yall.
Yeah.
Well, then people can just go into AIB in Yall and donate way as well if they wish. That's very, very good. Look, Margaret, I hope things work out for you. Yeah. I know it's a terrible time you're going through, and we all feel for you hugely.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
And best wishes to you and to Jonathan and to the lads and to your husband from here on in.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Declan.